This is Tom Allen with Marketland Report for March 30th. Wheat, corn, and cattle all up again. Let's check in with Scott Shaletti from the floor of the CME as he goes in depth on the grain market.
It's a supply market, right? I mean, we still have big supplies, and if we don't get something from Mother Nature or something from the outside, some good demand. I mean, we've seen demand pick up because the dollar has come off. But what smells to me is that the dollar has come off and it really hasn't given us a boost in price at all. So it's supply, supply, supply. And if Mother Nature complies again this year, it's going to be a rough road to hoe. But we're just going to need something outside of this market, like weather or like the currency, to really kind of give us a short-term boost here. Or maybe all the folks in this trade about more bean acres, less corn acres are wrong on Friday, and we'll see what happens.
Chicago market September wheat prices closed the day up 1.25 at 453.5. Chicago September corn prices finished the day at 373 even. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop ranging from 453.75 to 472. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for August new crop were ranging from 511.5 to 526.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August new crop were ranging from 670.75 to 675.75. August live cattle finished the day up 42.5 cents at 107.60. May feeder cattle were up 162.5 cents at 133.27.5. May class 3 milk was up 7 cents at 15.66.
You've just heard today's Marketland Report. I'm Tom Allen with the Ag Information Network of the West. Thanks for tuning in.